the new revolution in radio.
CyberStationUSA.com.
Americans are united in sending one message.
Good will to the people of this land.
I will do my best to represent my nation.
We have a picture now. Really looks beautiful.
This is the evolution of radio.
We are more integrated now than at any other point in the history of the human race.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Back to the Neil Haley Show in the Total Celebrity segment, and I am excited about our guests, and I know everyone is a fan of this band. Trust me on this one, so I'm excited to welcome the program Robert Lamb and Lee Lochnane of Chicago. Robert and Lee, thanks for calling, and how are things today?
Things are exciting, actually. We have so much going for us here in New York with the release of Chicago's new Christmas album, which debuted at number one. We've been invited to participate in not only the Thanksgiving Day parade, on Thanksgiving Day, obviously, but then a few days later, we'll be doing the Today Show in the morning on the 2nd, and then on the 4th, you'll see us on the broadcast of the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting concert, and that concert will be amazing.
So, Robert, that's got to be fabulous in so many ways that you guys continue to live on, this band, and continue to have so many fans.
It is amazing, and we're probably going to see every single one of them along the route of the parade. Something like 3.5 million people standing on the sidewalks of New York as we wave and as we transmit our music,
right.
A loop of music from our various Christmas albums. So yeah, that's it's really a thrill.
I was going to say that we were surprised a couple of years back when Tom Cuddy, a good friend of ours, told us and gave us an award for being the most played band in New York for the last 30 years.
And on the radio, yeah.
On the radio, yeah. It was pretty interesting.
Oh, wow. I would never have thought that, but I'm sure that's okay. That's a great point, and we'll definitely put this together and to make this really seem smooth. Robert, how did you guys meet? How did the band form? I'm sure you've told the story 1,000 times, but my listening audience would love to know.
Well, telling the story 1,000 times is not the problem. The problem is remembering how the hell the whole thing got together. But basically, we were all music majors at various colleges in Chicago. Lee, you were at
DePaul University.
DePaul University, along with Jimmy Panko and Walt Parizader. I was at Roosevelt University. I think Terry was also studying somewhere in the American Conservatory of Music. So basically, we were Chicago musicians playing in various bands, but basically music majors.
Really? Oh, wow. Okay. And Lee, were you surprised how successful you guys got so quickly after forming?
Well, I'm still surprised. But this is 50 years later. We're still trying to get it right. And one thing that has remained the same is we have the same like for music that we had from the first day we got together. And we love performing for people. And they like listening to it. So we haven't had very many things thrown at us through the course of the 50 years. So we're happy to keep doing it as long as we can.
And that's something that's great, Robert, is continuing to perform. You must love performing live, and especially having the opportunity to perform at the Thanksgiving Macy's parade is huge for you, right? That huge of an audience.
Without it.
To do it, yeah.
Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt, I'm a firm believer in the best way to hear music is live music.
Yeah.
And so this is all of these events are essentially living up to that rule.
And
my rule.
When you see us at the parade, we will be on the Hallmark float, and we will be playing Here We Come a Carolin.
All right.
Or did we say that already?
We didn't say that.
No, you didn't.
You could say it again.
Yeah, you could say it, but that's okay. You continue to say it, but I'll be tuning in with all my kids because my kids watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade every year. It's a tradition. And I'll say,
By the way,
interviewed you guys, and it was fantastic, and get them interested in the music. And that's what's so great about the ability to stream in different places. You could continue to live on with your music and forever and ever. And that's the greatest thing about music is it's just, it never gets old. And I'm so happy for all these different platforms
that's
and those
correct.
Opportunities to have that. So again, Robert and Lee, the best place we can connect with you is your website, right? To go ahead and purchase the latest album and stuff like that.
Well, ChicagoTheBand.com, you can probably get it there, but it's on Amazon, iTunes,
wherever you stream your music,
right?
Whatever form you use, it's available everywhere.
All right. Well, fantastic. And I'll be tuning in to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And thanks again for calling, guys. And best of luck and continued success with your music.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
That same with you as well. Take care, guys. All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're listening to Neil Haley's
Bye-bye.
Show, and we'll be back in just a moment. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show's Total Celebrity segment. I'm excited to welcome to the program John O'Hurley and David Fry of the National Dog Show, presented by Purina on Thanksgiving Day. John, David, guys, thanks for calling. How are you?
Well, nice to be with
you. Happy to be on.
Oh, always love to chat with you. And, John, you have learned so much from David. Can you give me one of the biggest tidbits you've learned from him since you've been doing the dog show with him?
Well, that's a very good question. I've learned so much about the different groups and the eccentricities of each of the breeds. You know, we have 206 different breeds recognized by the AKC right now. We'll have 196 of them there at the show. It's going to be the largest show we presented in our 18-year history. And we'll have over 2,000 dogs there. It will be our largest our largest population of prospective winners. And but I would say the things that I've learned is the difference between all of these, the form and the function of all of these dogs. That dogs were not pets. That the purpose is, and that's really the purpose of the dog show, is to celebrate this history of breeding.
Absolutely. And David, what did you have you learned from John? Because that's another thing. You are the dog show guy. You know the business more than so many people, David. But once John became your
presentation to how to speak, and you can see my fans in the background are already cheering for me and saying that's telling them, Dave. But we have a great time. We have a great relationship, and it's fun to be with John. It's fun to listen to him talk every once in a while, and I'll say, looking at all of these great dogs and thinking about your own dog at home.
Absolutely. That's the key thing, is it's about having fun, sitting with family, and John rooting for your dog, right? That's what lots of people do. We talked about this before when we've interviewed, that you have your favorites and people are ready to root for them and see them win.
Well, I call it the alma mater factor, that if you're sitting at home with your Brittany, you should be cheering for the Brittany on our show. And then when the show's over, lean over and hug your own dog and say, hey, you're my real best in show dog. So we love to have you here.
And John, what do you think is one of your fondest memories of doing this dog show?
Well, I think the year that the Irish Setter finally won best in show, because I always claim that is the prettiest dog in the ring. It looks like the redhead that just walked into the cocktail party when it shows up in full stride. Sure enough, because I always put my faith in it, it has never won. One year it actually went all the way and did win best in show, and I was able to turn around, and in the most adult voice I could possibly muster, I turned to David and went, na 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 na.
It's that competitive.
He's got a pretty good eye. He knows. He recognizes a good dog.
Is there a wager going on between you two?
No wagers. No, just friendly wagers. We don't. We don't need to put money down on the dogs. They provide enough entertainment for us. Yeah. We don't need to up the ante.
And David, I'm sure it's just helped the luster of the dog show in so many ways having John with you, because so many people recognize him from all these different shows and how he brings that just color commentating. That's amazing, right, David? That you just get blown away of what he does.
Well, John's come a long way. I mean, I always say I want my partner to be asking the questions at home of me that the people at home are wondering about. And John's come a long way with that. Not only does he ask the questions, he can often answer them. So it becomes a great teamwork by the two of us, and we have fun with that.
Anything new we should expect? You talked about the different breeds that we're going to see in this dog show. It continues to increase. Anything else that's going to surprise us, John, on Thanksgiving Day?
Well, we'll have a new breed that we'll introduce this year. Many years we'll introduce more than one breed. This year we have the Azawakh. The Azawakh is a sight hound from Africa, a very sleek, slim, very athletic dog, would remind you a little bit of a greyhound. But it's a beautiful and very, very unusual look to the dog. So we're excited about introducing that as one of our 196 different breeds.
All right, so everyone needs to tune in Thanksgiving Day right after the parade. Again, the National
we
Dog
Show. We'll be expecting an audience of about 30 million.
Wow, that's the best audience in the world, is that engaged audience of family. Everyone sits down, watches the parade, then watches the National Dog Show presented by Purina. So, guys, thanks for calling. I appreciate it, and best of luck for another great year. Okay? Take care, guys.
Thank you
again.
All right, take care. Happy Thanksgiving. See ya. All right, take care.
Thanks.
You're listening to Neil Haley's Show, and we'll be back in just a moment. We're back to the Neil Haley Show in the Total Celebrity segment, and I'm excited to welcome the program Dana Isom Johnson and Simon Doonan of NBC's Making It. Guys, thanks for calling, and it's season two, isn't it, Simon? I know you're excited.
Woo! I'm so excited. You are not going to believe how incredible season two is, because every aspect of the show now has been sort of amped up, magnified. The contestants are insane, beyond, so talented, from all over America. I would say, yeah, Emmy nominated. This is going to be the show to watch in the run-up to the holidays, because you can get ideas for gifts, you can get ideas for decor, right?
Exactly. It's a perfect timing, Simon, especially because then, you know, everyone's looking at that stuff. And Dana, that's the cool thing about it this season, is that, you know, in the holidays, the time when people are creating, what a time to watch and tune in as a family when there's more family time. We talked about that last season, Dana, that you want the entire family to tune in to watch this show.
100%. So whether you're watching it with your friends, with your family, your girl squad, whoever it may be, this is a show that you want to watch together with people you love, because you're going to laugh, you're going to be inspired, you're going to want to be creative. This is the perfect show to watch right before the holiday season.
I've been drinking out of my... I've been drinking out of my Making It coffee cup every week, because I drink tons of cups of coffee, but I think of you guys all the time for that, so thank you again. But Simon, update us on these contestants. I was looking at their backgrounds. They are a variety of backgrounds, but all so creative, aren't they?
Well, yes, and what happens on the show is they get so intensely immersed.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyrus Mission USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcasters' features, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts, CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
Their creative process, that they kind of just start to reveal themselves. You know, there they are working away under incredible time pressure, trying to meet these challenges, and they tell their stories. There's laughter, there's tears. You get to see the whole backstory. That's why for us, when it comes to making an elimination, it's actually quite painful, because by then we've gotten to see the full personality revealed. So that's just something where I think has made it a big hit. Is the fact that you really, it works on so many levels. It's creative, it's inspiring, but then you get these wonderful emotional stories.
And the emotional story is what people are looking for, Dana, in a lot of ways, because they have their jobs, but this is their passion. This is what they love to do. And when you talk about, you know, being part of Etsy and understanding that, you see that all the time of people that have had daytime jobs, but this has been their passion, that they want this to be their livelihoods, right?
Absolutely, all the time. I mean, there are countless stories on Etsy of accountants who have become woodworkers, or, you know, teachers who become full-time knitters or whatever it may be. But I think what's so special about our show is that these people are really pouring their heart and soul into what they make, and it's what most crafters do, because you're using your hands, you're putting all of your energy, all your love into this item that you've made with your own two hands.
Simon, was there a contestant that you really were blown away by that you can mention out of the 10, that, because we can't talk about all 10 in the time we have?
Well, the one that springs to mind is a young guy named Ethan.
Egan.
The one that springs to mind... As a young guy, I got so emotional remembering him that I screwed his name up. He is such a fantastic guy, and his background is so interesting. And he's a real story of survival and rising above your circumstances, and right?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. I mean, what Egan created is just amazing. I mean, what everybody created. And I think what's really interesting about this cast for this season too is all of the many skills that these people bring to the table. I mean, you have people who work pretty much with just balloons. You have other people whose talent lies in chocolate sauce art making. Remember Jesse's chocolate sauce thing? So, I mean, everyone is bringing something so different to the table that we were just blown away at so many different levels. The talent is out of this world.
So it sounds like, Simon, that really you have all of them are your favorites in one way. Their stories, for sure.
Definitely. I mean, you think about the average person watching the show has a job that maybe doesn't meet all of their needs, their emotional needs, their creative needs. And what you can do is you see this and you think, I could develop a little side hustle that was creatively rewarding, something I haven't done maybe since I was at middle school, macrame, papier-mâché, decoupage, whatever it is. And encourages people to keep that side of them alive, even if it's not their central mode of income or whatever. It's mm-hmm. just a nice juxtaposition with your regular job that maybe isn't the most thrilling job, but you like it, but you're there and it's paying your bills. Then you can have this crafty, fabulous side hustle, and you can open an Etsy shop.
Woo! Oh yeah.
Oh, see, that's
an idea.
Dana, that's a good plug, right? Say thanks Simon for that plug, right?
Oh, this guy, I love Simon. No, but it's so true, though. I mean, without the plug, it is absolutely the deal, though. I mean, Etsy is the destination for just that. For someone who has a need for a creative outlet, maybe they don't want to leave their 9-to-5 at this point, but they need to express themselves creatively. And, oh, by the way, perhaps you can make a little side cash on it. So that's a great vehicle for creatives to use, for sure.
Well, creatives are what makes the world go, and what makes us so amazing as a world today is our creative minds. And we lose those, we lose everything about ourselves, and it's not this thing that keeps us up each night of excitement, saying, I'll stay up late to do this. So fantastic. I look forward to it again. December 2nd. 10 p.m. Eastern is the premiere of season 2, and they need to kind of check NBC.com to see all the different episodes, because they're going to air very quickly throughout the holiday season. Am I correct, Dana?
That's right. This is all about digesting the show all at once. It's binge-worthy, so you're going to want to watch it every night.
And well, then watch it again.
Hey, that's what's so great. Again, go to the NBC or Universal, and then also check out different stream, and you can always catch up on shows. So I appreciate you guys calling, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
Take care, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. You listen to Neil Haley's show, and we'll be back in just a moment.
One. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Mike Vallardi Show. I'm Neil Haley from the Neil Haley Network, and I'm excited to welcome the program the host, Mike Vallardi. Mike, how are you? Every time we chat, things are getting crazier and crazier leading up to 2020, right? Just so much going on.
Absolutely. I mean, the last 2 weeks have been crazy, crazy for me. I mean, I actually lost my phone just rushing around. I got sick. I mean, trying to burn the candle on both ends. I mean, running for Congress is an 18-hour-a-day job. It's ridiculous.
But it's worth it to be that public servant. It's worth it in the fact that you want to be the alternative. And Gigi, you can kind of explain that for Mike. Mike,
the
alternative, and that's why he's busting his hump, so he can make sure he will.
Well, when you're in a position of leadership like that, and you know that you're doing the right thing, you're going to have people come against you. That's the way it is. So anytime you upset the way things are, you know you're going to encounter something.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's no question. I want to welcome Gigi to the show. I've known Gigi for years. She's a great radio host. She's done a lot of stuff. Standing Freedom, I was on her network when I had my issue with Morgellons years ago. And we've been friends for all those years. So I wanted to take the opportunity to welcome her to the Mike Vallardi Show. And just let everybody know that she's just a great person and an absolute great radio host.
Oh, well, thank you. So, and trying to enjoy my positioning in the entertainment industry without getting flogged.
Gotcha. So, Gigi, tell us, so the people that can tune in all the time, a little bit about yourself, and we'll get into the interview.
Okay, well, if you want to know a little bit more about me, you can go to my website, which is gigiernetta.com. That's E-R-N-E-T-A. And I've been in the entertainment industry since I was 8 years old. I started out as a ballerina, believe it or not, danced with the Houston Ballet for a short time, and then went and got in front of the camera and did my first union commercial when I was like 15 years old.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so I've been in the business for a long time. Getting out of college, I should say, I was on the radio. And so kind of looped back around. And basically around 2008, I jumped back on the radio again. So that's what the time that I actually met Mike. And I've continued to keep things balanced out as far as doing hosting, but also being able to stay in the entertainment industry. which is, like I said, kind of difficult at times when you have people coming against you. But it's been a real ride. So there you go.
Based on your values, certain people just don't like it, right? They just can't take
it. Right. But it's changing. I think more of us are, it's not really a political thing per se. It's about doing the right thing. And I think a lot of people are, feeling this burning thing inside to step up and try to at least do the right thing or maybe course correct some things, because as content creators, it's a responsibility. And some people take it very lightly, and some people are realizing it affects planet Earth. It affects all of us.
Most definitely. All right, Mike, what's your question for Gigi?
Well, I wanted to thank Gigi. I mean, more than anything else, she's been a great friend for years. And she had me on, like I said, when I was very sick. We did an hour show talking about my disease with Morgellons. And thank God I'm over it now. And I just want to know when Gigi's going to go back on the air and get her own show highlighted again.
As soon as possible. I moved Standing Freedom. Standing Freedom was on the internet for a long time, and then I moved to the FM for a short time. I plan on coming back, and right now I'm just looking for sponsors to bring it up, to get it on the FM constantly. But I do have an open door there, so it's very exciting. I've been focusing a lot of my energy now on going out and getting the Hollywood stories. There's a lot of good things going on, so I have a little segment called What's Good Hollywood? And I'm picking that up and getting into production for that again. So, yes, soon, Mike, soon.
Well, I got some Hollywood actors that you're going to love when you're up and running.
Well, we ought to do a show together with that. That'd be a blast.
Oh, absolutely. Love to.
Oh, that's great, for sure. And Gigi, so in the entertainment industry, what are you doing right now?
Right now, I'm on a show called The Purge on the USA Network. I'm recurring on that. And I have a Christian show that's coming out on a new network called PureFlix's network, which I believe is called PureFlix. I'm not sure about their internet channel, but I'm on that show, and it's a faith-based television show, and it'll be really good. All of it will be on my website. Also on a couple of movies this year coming out in the theaters. So it's an evolving thing. There's always something going on.
Absolutely. Let's
talk.
Thank
you. Thank you, Jesus.
I did a tour with Universal regarding USA Networks with the one from 13 Reasons Why. Again, my brain not knowing who I'm interviewing. So now I'm gathering that. What is your role on The Purge?
I play Fatima, which this season, well, I don't want to spoiler it, but right. I'll just say that the neighbors are a little bit about giving stink eye. I'll just leave it at that. And then, because right in the middle of it, so I don't want to ruin it for people if they actually watch the show. But yeah, that's it in a nutshell. I got in with the franchise. I did Happy Death Day and Happy Death Day to You. And I'm not a big horror person. I don't do a lot of that. They were pretty mellow characters. And I just tend to not do super dark, gory stuff anymore because I'm just not called in that arena. So I pray about everything I do, and this is a go. So I do believe there's a lot of end time references in it. If you really watch the show, this season's a little more difficult to follow writing wise. It's kind of complex and has a lot of different storylines weaved in together. But if you look at season one, season two, and you see the way things are happening, it's got a lot of the end times momentum in it. So if you're into that sort of thing, if the Book of Revelation doesn't horrify you, you might be entertained.
Oh, absolutely. But, I mean, and that's the thing about, again, thinking about these specific things and where the world is in such chaos, that's what our world is today. We just try to hide the things.
Oh yeah. No. And I don't know if Mike has told you, I did work in the news for a while, and I worked for Alex Jones. So, there's some things.
Oh, great.
So yeah, that was our first show together with the Alex Jones when I was talking about the IRS stuff on Alex Jones.
Yeah, we had tread. That was one of my things. I'm kind of grateful to not be doing anymore because my, one of my beat was IRS. and I didn't need them calling me. Mike knows that all too well.
Yeah.
So, but with that being said, a lot of the things that I used to report on, or people would just say, "Oh, you guys are a bunch of conspiracy theorists," and they still do that. But they're pretty in line. Like, if it hasn't come out, it will in 6 months. So,
we have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
So I got to give them props for what they do over there. And what Mike had was just so, I mean, it was so interesting that people would deny this disease that it existed. And I was constantly doing research on it, but people would say, "Oh no, if you think you have this, you're not really having this." And I'm like, there's something wrong here. And that was a time, I think that was a pivot point, you know, because I think all of our other interviews, Mike, were tax related, you know.
Yep.
Tax-related things, and this was intense. So that Morgellons rabbit hole is something else. At some point, I'm sure it'll come out in the light that there was some nefarious behavior in there that caused that to come out on people. I'm sure of it.
It was germ warfare. That's what it was. When I got down to the bottom of it, an Israeli scientist developed it, and the Americans used it in the Vietnam War, and they'd spray it all over the forest, and the soldiers that got it would be disabled. They wouldn't be able to function, and so it gave the American Army, of course, a big advantage. But that stuff was terrible. And had I not found, you know, the Rife machine and certain other things that was able to get me to get it out of my body, I'd still have an issue with it. It killed Jody Mitchell. I mean, she had it for years, and she couldn't handle it. She'd run around the house. She couldn't even wear clothes because it would get in her clothes and multiplying the clothes, and she'd feel them all over her face. It's horrifying. It's a horrible disease. Horrible disease.
Now, Mike, you threw me into this. I didn't, when you texted me, I had no idea. I just saw Gigi. I had no idea we had another celebrity on our show. I mean, I'm on a roll again, interviewing Chicago yesterday, you today, John O'Hurley and David Fry this week, and then an Ironman champion, and, you know, it just continues SNL next week. So it just continues to finish up my 10th year in radio with some amazing guests, but always interesting their stories. So, Gigi, in a lot of ways, you're talking about you have that same mindset that Mike has. How many people in Hollywood are you seeing that are starting to change their mind of this whole movement that we're seeing towards just, you know, a left environment? Let's support someone like a Bernie Sanders. Let's support someone like Elizabeth Warren. And they just think that this is the best bet to go. Are we seeing people?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, I think people are, it's more than, you know, at first I thought it was like a bipartisan thing, like that's one side or the other. I'm just seeing people going, it's not about even what you believe people-wise. You know, it's not about Trump. It's not about Obama. It's not about Pelosi, although it really kind of all that is important. It's what is happening because of the policies. And so I don't know what the murmuring is politically, because you just can't say anything in Hollywood. You just can't. You will be ostracized, period. And it costs you your livelihood. And you get a little bit, you can become, you know, Clint Eastwood, you can say anything you want. But up to that point, it's more about people going in and doing the right thing. And what I'm seeing is people stepping up and taking on causes that maybe they wouldn't normally do, you know, in the public, just to, because there's a positive thing that comes from that. It has nothing to do with one side or the other. It just leans to the right. And so believers are also saying, you know what, we don't have to hide our faith anymore, because it's about God. It's not about our politics. The people who put it into the politics out there are the people that are, that just, it's like a disease. They really hate Trump. It is the weirdest thing. If you say the word in a casting office, if you walk in there and you just want to put the whole casting office in disarray, all you have to do is say the name. And people start to salivate and get their, you know, they start running around like.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I'm afraid to say it too. And
it's insane. And I don't want to be, for me, I need peace when I'm getting ready to go in and do my, I need peace. And I'm a registered independent. I'll be perfectly honest. I'm a registered independent. So I'm looking at the whole landscape, you know, as openly as I can. And I have strong beliefs in some of those things fall into the other side, but they're not being, I think the intention was originally good. The intention was originally, let's help the feed the poor. Let's do these things over here. And it became, now it doesn't matter about those things anymore. Now it's about how many ways can we hate Trump? And I think what happens is you've given all of your power over to him, whether you realize it or not. And I don't get it. I'm like, why would you bring him up 24 hours a day, even in hate? Because it's back to publicity is publicity is publicity. So if it's bad publicity, you're still giving publicity, right? So if you hate Trump, you're still giving him publicity. You're still giving him time in your head. Why would you do that if you hate him that bad? But it's just the way it is. And it's, you know, I'm not personally attached to him. I just don't understand the fervor. I don't understand it. It's very bizarre.
Well, if you watch CNN, if you watch MSNBC, it's 24/7 on hating Trump. Yeah. It's amazing the vitriol they have for this guy. And you know, over the last year, gas prices have dropped 50 cents a gallon. We became energy independent for the first time in 75 years. Well, we don't need Saudi or oil anymore. Unemployment's at record lows. Stock markets are at record highs. What's the rationale for hating this guy so much?
Other than
it's being spiritual.
I laugh at the whole thing because I'm like, okay, this is a guy you created.
Yeah.
You created him. He's a look, I was completely opposed to reality shows for a long time because they were taking away my job. Okay. So I'm like, you created a reality star. You, Hollywood, created that. And now you've turned on him, which proves they eat their own. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, that's how the devil
all
is.
There is to it. Yeah. So.
So, Gigi, your show, when you had your talk show, was it a conservative talk show? Explain that when you did.
It was conservative leaning. And what ended up happening, I don't know if Mike even knows this, I got so much hate mail. People, for whatever reason, I don't understand it. I'm like, I firmly, you know, stand with the word of God says, you know, to support Israel, period. I mean, I got anti-Semitic stuff. I got, Okay. I mean, I remember one of the things I got was that I don't love people because I didn't believe in Obamacare and women were going to not have health care. It was the craziest stuff I'd get. And I'm like, no, I'm telling you why it's not set up to work. It's set up to fail. I was trying to warn people about the deductibles going to be changed. I read it.
Right.
I knew what was in it. I was not Nancy Pelosi. I knew what was in it. And so basically I just was trying to warn people and it was taken the wrong way. So I had to dial it back a little bit because it started affecting my work. And frankly, to me, at that point, it wasn't worth the fight for that. You know, I was just want to do what's best. I want people to know the truth. It doesn't matter who's in office. And there was so much rampant deception going on, but in a way that, you know, you'd find out and you'd go, and I know Mike knows this because we talked about it on the show. It's like it would just come out and you try to say to people, look, you're a lobster in a bowl full of hot water. You're boiling. And they wouldn't listen. And it was constant.
Constant beyond belief, it sounds like. And that's the challenge. Yeah. And then you say, okay, is it worth my time to raise funds to stay on a station, right? Because again, it's pay for play in any terrestrial station. That's why, you know, owning my own internet radio station now makes me really excited. Being able to control the media with syndication and different things that I'm independent. I could say what I do, want to do and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, when these stations either, you know, they're going to hire you and not pay you well, or you want a show on a terrestrial station and where are we going? And I talked to somebody in radio this week on the red carpet, Mr. Rogers, and they basically said, well, radio is as hot as it is terrestrial right now. So Gigi, is that true? I say that maybe conservative talk radio is at its hottest level right now, but radio in general, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't have a perspective on that. There's things you just can't throw out in the mainstream. There's still affiliate control in the news. I don't even know if people really even realize that. You're getting your local news after the national news network has actually approved your local news. So if you try to step out of line, this is for television, but try to step out of line with that, you could lose your job. You could be reprimanded, all kinds of stuff. You can't just report. If you see something that's true, you have to get it cleared. And who's in control of the network?
Right.
So how much real news are you getting? And I think that tells me that internet radio allows the freedom to report the truth because you're not under the control of a national network.
They figure out a way to control that. That's coming.
Oh, yeah, of course it is. That's been on the way for a while, right, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely.
They're looking to control it, but they don't know how they could. Because this is an international thing. People are getting their news from shows and podcasts and different radio shows that are on internet-based that are always out there all over the world. So they can't really control it unless they decide we're going to just completely pull the plug and you have to be approved to do anything on the internet. And that could
That happens on YouTube. You can't get some stuff if you really go looking. They won't allow it. This isn't allowed in your... And, you know, I can't remember the exact wording, but if you go find some things, they will not allow it to air here. I saw that years ago. I was like, what is this? I mean, they would actually put a block. Well, it's not available in your country. It's not available in my country.
Oh, goodness gracious. All right, Mike, any other questions?
So there.
Yeah. Any other, do you have more questions for Gigi, Mike?
Questions? No more questions.
No.
I have questions for Mike.
Okay, go with the question for Mike.
I want to know about this congressional run. I'm very excited and amped about it, and I want to know what pushed you into doing it.
Well, there's a couple of things that pushed me into doing it. First of all, I don't like the current representative we have is very, very a very liberal leftist who spent more money than almost anybody except for one other person in Congress. And so I look at a lot of things that should be fixed, that need to be fixed, that nobody's doing anything about. One of those things is Social Security, the way it's taxed. And I think I explained this before, but you know, 40 years you pay into it, they take the taxes out. So you make 100, they take 7, you see 93, you pay tax on the 100. So you're paying tax on $7,000 every year on phantom income that you never really got because it went to Social Security taxes. Then when you receive back your money 40 years later, money that you invested, they want to tax you up to 85%, which is double taxation. It's just purely wrong. And then the other thing that they do is, like I said, if you're married to somebody for 50 years and the man's the sole breadwinner and the wife is a stay-at-home mom, when he dies, they cut that Social Security payment in half to the surviving spouse, which leaves her in a terrible position, unable to pay her bills, basically financially destitute after she was married for 50 years. She loses her husband and half her Social Security. So we need to fix that. And when I was a federal agent working Russian organized crime, one of the people I arrested told me, hey, we come over here, you know, Russia sends all their people over on Jewish visas. We give them a book on how to game your system. And they all end up, you know, they'll go to work someplace, they'll get Social Security disability. Once they get the disability, they sit on Social Security disability for 20 years. We're funding thousands and thousands of people who are fraudulently getting Social Security disability.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyber Station USA.
Cyber Station USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. Cyber Station USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archived CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA.
Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The cyber station, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
Well, if we stop the fraud, we'll be able to make Social Security tax exempt, and we'll be able to pay out 100% to the surviving spouse. And that's one of the injustices that needs to be done. The other thing is health care. You know, the left is getting a lot of play talking about Medicare for all, right, and free health care. Well, nothing in this world is free. I also investigated Medicare fraud. And what happens is this. The doctors will send them a bill. The government will pay between 40 and 60% of it. They don't include in, you know, the payment that the amount that it takes for the medical biller or the cost of malpractice insurance to the doctor. So in order for the doctor to stay in business, he has to say he did things he never did, which creates Medicare fraud. And then once they start getting away with the Medicare fraud, they'll be taking in millions of dollars, all right? And the government, instead of saving money by sending less money to the doctor, it costs them more money. So it's a system that could never work. And ultimately, you give the federal government the authority to approve or disapprove medical procedures. If you needed a $50,000 heart transplant and they said, no, some bureaucrat in Washington says, no, we're not doing it, you die. So that's wrong. So what I've discussed, what I came up with my health care plan, which is kind of unique, is I don't instead of taxing the rich and trying to make everybody poor, I give wealthy people incentives to give to medical scholarships. So we'll give them 100% tax deduction and a 2% tax credit. So what does that do? They give $100,000, they get 100% deduction for the $100,000 and a $2,000 tax credit that they take off their tax bill at the end of the year. So now they're incentivized to give to medical scholarships. Well, once those scholarships are created, the students that accept them have to agree to work for the state. Now, why the state? For two reasons. By working for the state, you get rid of the two of the highest, the biggest costs in healthcare. Number one is the cost of the medical biller. There's no need for a medical biller. And secondly is the cost of medical malpractice insurance, because states are sovereign and self-insured. So you can have a low-cost option. Of course, anybody who wants to keep their private insurance, keep it. This is only for people that absolutely need health care and need a low-cost option. So for $79 a month with a $25 copay, or $129 a month and a $10 copay, you have medical insurance. And every state will have a state system, because with the state, you could utilize the state universities, you know, to expand on your medical facilities, and you could put the doctors wherever you want them within the state, and each state has different needs. So doctors in Alaska are going to be addressing different issues than doctors in Hawaii. So right. I basically stole their thunder on that and came up with a way to give inexpensive health care to anybody that needs it, which is something that's a big issue. And if people aren't smart enough and they believe the Democratic lie about free health care, it's really not free. Another Russian that I arrested, I remember one time I said to this particular guy, I said, is there anything you like better about Russia than America? He said, yeah, there's one thing. I said, what's that one thing? He says, we get free health care over there. I said, yeah, but you get free health care, but you have to wait online for 2 weeks to get a loaf of bread. Okay? And that's the problem with it. Okay? You tax people to the point that you basically impoverish everybody to give them this free health care. So I want to steal the Democrats' thunder, take it away from them, and see the Republicans win big in the Congress this time around.
All right. Gigi, what are your thoughts? Just running out of time from what he said.
Well, I was just going to say, do you think Nancy Pelosi will lose her seat?
Yeah, she will.
I think they played their card too early.
Listen, this is Daniel in the lion's den. Remember what happened with Daniel in mm-hmm. the lion's den? They falsely accused Daniel. They threw him in the lion's den, and guess what? He got out okay, and everybody that accused him went in and got eaten by the lions. That's what's going to happen with these Democrats. You watch and see. It's nothing but a bunch of BS what they're doing. They've overshot the runway. Trump is going to win big. You're going to see people like me. I'm in a district where 2 years ago, nobody ran for the spot. Nobody. Now I got six people in my primary.
Wow. Big change.
Big change. Everybody sees what's coming. And that's a big defeat for the Democrats.
So, Mike, we can go to Velarde2020.com for information on...
Yes. And you could also mail your checks to 4781 North Congress Avenue, number 105, Boynton Beach, Florida, 33426. Velarde for Congress, 4781 North Congress Avenue, number 105, Boynton Beach, Florida, 33426.
And Gigi, best place we can find info on you?
Hey, you can follow me on Facebook. I have a page there, GIGIERNETA, or you can go to my website, ggernetta.com. Or if you want to know more about where I'm what I'm on, what TV show, what film theater, just go to the IMDb and type in my name. There you have
All right.
it.
Well, fantastic. Great show, guys, and take care.
Thank All you. Right. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Be well. Keep in touch.
Take care. All right.
All right.
That was the Mike Velarde Show.
We're back to the Neil Haley Show in the Author's Corner segment. And, you know, when you think about the name T. Rowe Price, I mean, you see commercials, you hear different things, and you say, well, who's the real person behind a name of a company? And finally, I do have a guest on the program that's going to teach me this. So I'm excited to welcome to the program author Cornelius Bond. He's the author of T. Rowe Price, The Man, the Company, and the Investment Philosophy. Again, thanks again, Cornelius, for calling, and thanks for being on the Neil Haley Show. How are you?
Just fine, and thank you for having me on.
Okay, so let's talk about your background, your history. Maybe they need to write a book about you as well, Cornelius, and then we'll get into the book.
Okay, I graduated from Princeton as with a bachelor of science in electrical engineering, and ultimately ended up working for T. Rowe Price. I soon actually began working directly for Mr. Price. He had founded a new fund, mutual fund, called the New Horizons Fund, and it was filled with small technical companies, and I was the only one in the shop that knew anything about things like electrical engineering. So he quickly recruited me to help him run that fund. And in that process, I got to know him quite well. And the fund itself did very well. Its first 10-year performance, it was the very best fund in the country, irrespective of category. It was the very best equity mutual fund in the country. I give him most of the credit for that. I was learning from him rather than the reverse, but I did help out on a few technology investments along the way.
So what made you want to write this book?
Well, nobody else had written a book about Mr. Price. As you say, his name was well known. And in fact, I had a very well-known commentator asked me recently, was there a Mr. Price? Everybody's ever heard the name, but nobody knew anything or much about the man himself. And this modest, highly ethical man, as you know, had established one of the best investment records of the 20th century. But he wasn't well known for that or personally. And I wrote this book with a number of others who also knew him well. And we all worked because we admired the man and we thought more people should know about him.
It definitely sounds like that. More people wanted to know about him and you wanted to learn. So let's take it back. What year did you meet T. Rowe Price? First start working for him. What year was that?
Many moons ago, actually. I joined in 1960, fresh out of engineering school. And that would happen to be the year 1960 that the New Horizons Fund was started. And they had a need for somebody like me. The man that had that position at that time was in his 50s, which was old for a modern technology. He was an English major at Princeton, and he had a fear of flying. So it took him 5 days to get out to the West Coast, which, of course, was where most of the technology companies were in those days. Hewlett-Packard and Ampex and Beckman Instruments and a number of companies like that were all in California. So I came on board to really get out and meet these companies and try to figure out whether they're good investments or not.
Interesting, because you had to look at specifically enough, would they be the kind of company that's going to be long-term or growth or not? So at that time, people, I guess, don't think about this, that the job of an investment company is not just to kind of play the market or look at forecasters. You are the forecasters. You go out and look at the company's solvency, see if they're going to, how much they're going to profit, what things are great about that organization, company, and what things need improvement, if that sounds like what you did, Cornelius.
Exactly. I was what was called a security analyst. And beyond that, in those days, people generally didn't leave their desks. Most people studied the financials and listened to Wall Street analysts, but didn't really get out and meet the companies themselves. Mr. Price had a rule when I...
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop-shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.